One.
All right, welcome to our another episode of Unequivocally Off Task. I am John, your host.
Hey, I'm Damien, and I'm sorry I sound like shit. I'm really sick. And third guy.
No, what's up? This is your favorite bacon lover, Nekomoto, DJ John the Cuts, and I'm being featured in this
Oh
podcast.
yeah, so basically DJ's here because Matt for like he's
But
like no,
he became the Matt that stole Christmas.
Matt's like only been in the first episode. Now he's just like, yeah, I can't make it to this one, can't make it to that
I
one. So
feel like that. It's like this weird, like, science thing where one body cannot exist if the one is, like, there. Because one week, you weren't there, he was there. One week, you were here, he wasn't there. And then I'm just like, what the fuck?
Damien's our rock. He's our foundation.
Yeah, I'm the one person that's just like, yeah, unequivocally off task time, guys. They're all like, fuck it, let's do it tomorrow. I'm like,
Yeah, so anyway, so it's not Christmas anymore where I live, but how'd all your holidays go? I hope you all had a Merry Christmas.
I had a very Merry Christmas, kind of ish. On Christmas Eve, I had to work. It was kind of like, sir, mister, I can't say my boss's name. He'll probably find me and hunt me down like the Terminator. But I was like, please, sir, I want to go home and spend time with my family. Bah, humbug. Christmas, no, fuck you.
Where people
My
was it? What
boss
was it?
had no Christmas spirit today. He was just like, you gotta
You
get
work at a
up.
bakery. Was it actually busy? Like, were people out like getting last minute like for?
Like, I work at a bakery, if our listeners rather don't know. It was very busy. Everybody wants those gingerbreads and all that shit.
That sucks, dude. No, I was
Oh,
out
man. But what
last
do you
night.
expect? Gingers are like gingerbreads are like a freaking trademark of Christmas.
Yeah.
Not with my family. That's like cannolis, like we're all Italians.
It's
No.
an Italian
No.
Christmas.
So yesterday I'm going out to Long Island because my family's all Italian. They're all like Guidos that live out on Long Island anyway.
Guido.
But so I'm stopping by like everyone. I go to one aunt and uncle, and they're shoving all this food in my face, and they keep putting these chips, and I'm eating this bag, and then I'm eating the bowl. The bowl's empty. No, they pour more chips. They're like, "Here, eat more," and I feel obligated to eat this. So we eat like 5 pounds of chips. Then I go off to another aunt and uncle's house, and they have all these Oreos and M&Ms and shit. And it's only like 2 p.m. I haven't even had dinner, so I'm eating all this. Then I finally get to my main party. And we have like a food for an army because that's what an Italian family does. We have, and I can't eat another bite, but they're still shoving food in my face. And then we get to dessert, and we have like dessert for like to feed a royal family. Like we have cannolis, pies. We have pies we didn't even open. Like there were pies we didn't open there. Like at the end of the night, they were just sitting there. But and now I feel like I need to run off like all this food because, and I had two dinners today because I stopped at two Christmas dinners.
Yeah,
So
that kind of happened with me. Like, don't you hate it when you go to a place and you're not really hungry, but you're hungry for something like ham? So you get just like a big piece of ham, and everyone's like, "You can't just eat ham!" And they start scooping shit on your plate. Dude, I just want
like
to eat my fucking ham. It's like
ham.
exactly like DJ said. I gotta Hulk out and eat my fucking ham. But no, they want to put fucking mashed potatoes all over the ham so it mixes together.
That's how I felt with like my I had this nice sandwich. There was this nice like sub sandwich arrangement yesterday. I just wanted a nice sandwich, but no,
You know what?
you have to have lasagna. You have to have ziti. You have to have squeggio. You have to.
You know what, Damien?
Yeah.
I have to say, your family sure is going ham with ham.
Shut the fuck up, DJ.
That's your
Really?
first.
We're scooping down the puns.
That's the first thing you're gonna say on our podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
Perfect, DJ. Don't worry, DJ. I still love you. I'm hugging my screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so what else do you guys want to talk about? Holiday.
Oh yeah,
It's
weren't we
kind of
going?
like a pre-holiday show, but I hear Kwanzaa's still going on.
Yeah,
But
Kwanzaa.
that's not a real holiday, so.
Kwanzaa, okay, so
I'm probably gonna get shot tomorrow.
for people who don't know, starts December 26th. It's a festival for Black people to celebrate being Black. And yep, it was invented actually in the 1960s. For some reason, a lot of my friends think it's this like age old like African tradition, like from back from like the African tribes in like the Congo. Or like next year, I don't know, but it was invented in the 60s basically as like a civil rights ploy. So,
So yeah.
anyone who celebrates Kwanzaa, I hope you have a rockin' 7 days.
Yeah,
It's
but you're no, no.
we are gonna try to have a Black guy in the show, but yeah.
We were, but they fall asleep really, really early.
Okay, no racist jokes.
I'm not being racist. Like, all my Black friends, they are like, "All right, man, I'm gonna clock you out."
And he's
I'm just like,
digging
"What the fuck?"
the hole, and he's digging the hole. It gets deeper.
Shut the fuck up. I have Black friends. No.
There's no Black
Yeah, I
people.
know one Black guy.
There's no Black people where you live in Illinois.
Oh, who did spill?
Yeah,
Yeah, I might be the
what Black
worst.
guy has ever come from Illinois? Like, what?
Dude, you're full of shit. Chicago. Chicago.
What Black guy has ever been a senator who's like worked his way up to like,
Jesse White. Jesse White.
oh my God, he's not understanding the reference at all.
Yeah, he
Okay.
hasn't been on, he
Talking
hasn't been in the office for a while now.
about
But he's Black anyway.
Obama.
Sorry, I
Oh yeah, speaking
must
of
have
race.
lost a bunch of viewers, but the people are still here. Happy holidays.
We were gonna talk. Oh, was it? Weren't you gonna talk? You said something about like Santa's skin color.
Oh yeah. I thought we would
Everybody
get
knows
into
that
a
Santa
debate
Claus is
about
Jewish.
what ethnicity, ethnicity that Santa
Santa.
really is. Because most people
Ethnicity.
see him white, but recently a lot of people are saying, "No, he's Asian. No, he's
Well,
Black. No,
are
he's."
we going by historically? Because historically, Saint Nicholas came from Turkey, so he'd be Turkish.
I'm not really a fan of like that historic. I read a story when I was younger. It called The Origin of Santa Claus, and it was the best origin for me ever. Because it's like Santa Claus was just a regular guy that got really bored one day. So he's just like, "I'm gonna go
Break
deliver
into children's houses.
kids." Yeah. Like, I don't remember it, but I just remember it. The guy's just like really fat. And he's just laying on the couch. Fuck, I want to do something. I show up, break the kids' houses, and give them gifts, because I'm nice like that.
Well, there is the Christmas movie about it. Was it like that anime movie made in like the 60s with like was it Meister Burger? Like, have any of you seen that? Like, are
No.
you guys well versed in? You guys don't. Oh, you guys suck. You don't watch Christmas movies.
I'm not a real big fan of Christmas movies.
I have seen Deck the Halls, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, the
Yeah, those
Santa
are all
Claus
the
and Snowman
classics, like
movie,
Charlie.
Rudolph
So
the
you've seen
Red-Nosed
a lot.
Reindeer, the SpongeBob Christmas
You're
Special.
still gonna watch.
Oh my
That's
God.
really great.
Do you have a lot of time on your hands, DJ?
Well, no,
What?
you just accumulate this over the years. Like, there's
Yeah.
tons of Christmas specials out there.
I'm trying to think of what Christmas movie I've seen lately. Elf.
I have not finished Christmas with the Cranks.
Have you seen Elf, Damien? Because that seems like
I know. The last Christmas movie I watched was Resident Evil Degeneration. Oh,
Christmas
no,
movie.
that was a zombie movie. Sorry. And it was Damnation, fucking up my zombie movies. I don't watch that shit.
You never sat down with your family, had a cup of hot cocoa, and you snuggled, and
Maybe when I was a kid, but now, like, my family and I are distant. I'm like, they'd call me, "Hey, Damien, come on up, Rudolph's on." I'm like, "No, I'm playing Resident Evil 6. Fuck y'all." I'm a terrible child.
Yeah, you're a really good family man.
That's why I can't ever have kids. Daddy,
Man, I
Daddy,
imagine you
don't
Christmas
worry about me.
morning.
Stop being a pussy.
Christmas morning, he probably just like opens his gifts and then hides in his room with them and doesn't thank anyone.
No. This is how my Christmas morning went today. I woke up, people screaming at me, saying, "Damien, wake the fuck up! You gotta get your Christmas present." I woke up without my pants on. I mean, I had underwear on, so I'm just sitting on the couch with my bare legs, opening presents.
This is a very, like, you're taking, like, some realism
very
perspective.
depressing.
You're trying to describe everything here.
And my breasts smelled really bad. No,
Wait, did you
speaking
see
of Christmas mornings and scarred childhoods, so what you guys get for your Christmas or buy for yourself?
What I get?
Or buy for others, you fucking ass.
Okay, so basically, damn, why are you giving me, all right, for myself, I told everyone that I didn't want anything, which kind of means money, so I got tons of money, and then some clothes here and there, and I was happy with that, and then I bought people stuff. Yep, I bought my dad basically tons of chocolates, and he was happy with that. And, yep, that was my Christmas.
What about you, DJ?
Well, if you really want to know, I got 2 GameStop gift cards, 800 Microsoft points, a really awesome smelling cologne, some headphones, some really awesome bass stereo headphones.
Yeah.
And I got a Marvel Avengers 100-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I got cologne, and I don't wear cologne. I don't know who decided to get me this, but with... Like, and do you want mine? If you use cologne, you want me to send this to you?
Yeah.
Nah, I got cologne once, and I also got deodorant. So they're like, hint.
Dude, that happened to my sister when she was in 6th grade. Like as soon as she entered middle school, she got deodorant for Christmas. But
yeah,
no, the hint for me this year is. I'm not joking. I got from my dad. I got running shoes, running pants, a mini smoothie maker, like health food smoothie maker, running shirts, like basically everything around like exercise. And I'm like, am I fat? I never really stated that I wanted all like I never really stated I was into running.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, you're gonna do a 5K this summer, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm doing a 5K this summer.
Yeah. I fucking hate sports.
I don't mind it, but like I like running, but it's not something I'm gonna do regularly. I won't mind trying a 5K, but I don't know. I feel like that money could have been well spent elsewhere. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
So
yeah, I got like a shit ton of stuff. Like the 2 solid things I got were Far Cry 3 and Resident Evil 6. And they are the best games fucking ever. But the rest I've got is a shit ton of money, and I've been buying like
money.
How do you know they're the best games ever if you just got them?
Because I've been playing them. And
have you just been playing these games?
I've been playing these games all day, and in Far Cry 3, there's nothing better than jumping down from a tree and just like stabbing a guy to death. It's like you're like Rambo. It's fucking crazy.
Wait, what is?
Huh?
What is Far Cry 3?
So it's like you're a guy and you go on a vacation to get all drunk with your friends, but then you get kidnapped by like the Somalian pirates or some shit, and they want to sell you to the slave trade, right?
Well, I saw a YouTube advertisement and like the featured videos. It was like a suggested video. And the advertisement was titled "It's like Skyrim but with guns."
Yes, that's how I like. But the story's pretty much you get sold to a slave trade, but you escape, and now like the whole rest of the game is you trying to save your friends from getting, you know.
If it's like Skyrim, is the map continuous? Like, is it one?
Yes, it's this gigantic map.
Where's it take place?
The islands. That's what they call them, the islands.
The islands. I like that.
It's it's a pretty fun game. That's
good. You know,
it has a really good villain in it.
You know, I'm looking forward to coming out.
What?
If the Elder Scrolls Online, and you should all play with me.
I don't know. It's just. I'm not trying to sound like a dick to you. I'd love to play with you. It's just that I'm not really hyped about that game because it sounds like. Let's just take all the skins from Skyrim, put it into one game where a bunch of people can play it.
No, it's not just Skyrim.
Putting that much effort into it.
It's all Tamriel, and it's gonna be on this like mega server where there's not gonna be multiple servers. It's all gonna be run through one server, so you're not like
It
having to
might
deal.
cause a lot of lag, though.
I'm sure they are thinking about like.
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure they're taking care of it. It's not gonna. You're not gonna run with that issue.
But yeah, what else did I get? Yeah, Resident Evil 6 and Hype as Shit. Yeah, but the rest I got is money, and I've been buying a lot of stuff on Amazon. I bought a gas mask for no reason. I just wanted a gas mask. I just want
Damien, do you ever think straight at
to
all?
Damien, do you like ski or do anything like that? Because you could wear that if you ski. Just
Nah,
like.
I just want to fucking look stupid around the house. I also got a shit ton of comics, you know, all that. And I also got a Jesus action figure. They got this, there's this company devoted to making action figures, like full action figures with karate grip and everything, of celebrities. Oh shit.
Does he have like
Yeah,
a gun?
and huh?
Does he have a gun or anything? Like
No, no, no.
weapons? That'd be
No,
so
like
cool.
there's action figures of Benjamin Franklin and stuff. So yeah, I got a Jesus
What?
action figure. And he is the awesomest action figure ever.
Yeah, it'll be the funniest action figure. Gandhi or the Dalai Lama.
I'm
Like
pretty sure there is one. We're just gonna look.
this.
Yeah, but that's all. I wanted to, you know, make a sad confession.
What?
Has anyone ever had to do this? On Christmas Eve, I had to do the most depressing thing I've ever done in my entire life. And, like,
What?
legit depressing.
What?
I had to eat the cookies.
What cookies?
If anybody knows what cookies I'm talking about,
Gingerbread.
the cookies that your younger sibling leaves out for Santa.
Oh,
It's
that's
not
sad.
just depressing because you're like, yeah, I guess
Oh
I'll
wait,
Santa this year.
let's tell stories of how we found out Santa doesn't exist.
I'm just it's so depressing because I was like, oh, those poor kids, they don't even know. And I honestly wanted to cry. Seriously,
Wait,
because
why? You want to
to go from
cry?
that transition of being a kid and being like, I hear Santa outside, yay, to this like sad, depressing teenager just like,
It's not that depressing.
now I'm eating Santa's cookies.
Oh wait, how did you
This
how
kid's
did
gonna find out one day and just be like me and be all fucked up too in their underwear.
how did you find out that he doesn't exist?
I don't remember, actually, but
You don't remember.
pretty sure
No,
my grandma told me
usually it's a slow
that she
transition.
was pissed off at me. I'd say she was like, Santa's not real. I kind of went to that like transition where
Hooray.
people would say, Santa's not real, but I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Of course
You
you're
know who?
real.
You know how I found out? My Sunday school told me. My Sunday school teacher was like,
Oh,
"Wow, you asshole!" like he told all of us.
those kids.
I mean, we were about. I mean, by that time, most of us kind of knew. It was like fifth or sixth grade, so like we were getting there. And then like he's just like, "Yeah, Santa doesn't exist." I was like, "Well, fuck you too." Like
Sorry,
who?
kiddos.
But Jesus does, and
Yeah.
he's watching you. Like that's why. What about you, DJ? Do you remember? Or did you never? Did you never believe
Still
since?
believes in Santa. We just ruined his dreams.
Oh man, I actually knew all along that Santa doesn't exist, but I believe in him.
Okay, when you were three, you had to have like believed that he existed.
Yes,
Because
I
moms
actually
always push that, like,
believe.
ooh, Santa's coming, you better be a good kid. And that's just the excuse for them to say, please be fucking good. I don't want a fucking
That's
brain
real.
ulcer, please. God help me. Why did I have three kids? I was
Don't know,
just
but like,
the
I don't
one.
know,
Okay,
but like, when I was a kid, like, I was like more stupider.
more stupider? Wait, I'm really making yourself sound any smarter with that sentence.
Oh God, I'm still a kid at heart. Help me out here, guys. Beat the child out of me.
But don't worry, he's very smart today, right? DJ, what's 5 plus 6?
11.
There you go! Yeah! Here, have a lucky star. Read it
Thank
though,
you.
right there. Reading
All
it.
right, so the moral of the story is nothing good exists in this world, and it's all depressing.
Yeah, we gotta get to another topic, because I think we're beating this one to death. Santa!
Right. Yeah, like, no, I have,
no, you fucking cocksucker!
No, I have a good topic that isn't really holiday related anymore, but how about what do you think is going to be the nominees for the best pictures this year, since we're approaching the 2012? Huh?
Hitchcock.
Hitchcock.
Yeah, Hitchcock. It's the autobiography on Alfred Hitchcock, the creator of Psycho!
What are you talking about? What the hell?
It's a movie starring Anthony Hopkins. It's about Alfred Hitchcock. You don't know about Hitchcock? Just call
Hitchcock
me Hitch.
Hitchcock was definitely like one with like
Will Smith. All right, then, Hitch.
Hitchcock was the one with Will Smith.
No. No, the one with Will Smith is Hitch. It's just called Hitch.
No, hold on, wait.
Dude.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of Hancock.
Holy shit.
Oh.
No, but wait, isn't there just a movie called Hitch or something, or Pitch, or... It has, like, Will Smith or Eddie Murphy, or... I don't know.
Black guy.
It was the movie Hitch with Will Smith, the end. Can we please get to the topic of what you're talking about, because I am so lost on what you're saying, because you're just saying Hitch, Pitch, 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 Pitch,
now, baby.
We're talking about best pictures of 2012.
Yeah, best pictures of 2012.
RC.
Well, speaking of 2012, guys, by the way, we're alive. Fuck you, Mayans.
Yeah, that was my
birthday.
December 21st.
When I was younger, I always, you know, I heard about the legend, and I was like, no, I'm not going to graduate high school. I don't want to die. And I'm just like, bitch, please.
No, I turned 19 that day. No one remembered.
Back on the best pictures of 5, 6, 7.
All right, so.
I haven't seen that many movies this year. I'm pretty sure, like, either Hitchcock, Abraham Lincoln.
You mean just Lincoln?
Vampire Hunter. You know.
Yeah, because I don't think Vampire Hunter is going to... As great of a film it was.
Yeah, probably Lincoln's going to win a shit ton of awards, because, you know, everybody loves that bearded motherfucker.
I think, there's Les Mis, which is supposed to be...
Les Misera?
I haven't seen it yet.
Come on, this is a generic talk. Let's talk about the most underrated movies this year. Like, the movies that you thought were really awesome, but, you know, come on. They're
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, guys.
That was a good film. I don't know why people, you know, they were, like, laughing at it. They're like, oh, that sounds like a stupid concept. I'm not going to give it a chance. Even though it was a really ridiculous topic, they did it so well that it was funny because, like, it has such a ridiculous story, but, like, you executed it well.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter is truly one of the awesomest biopics I've ever seen. Because that really happened. Another film.
Ice Age Continental Drift.
I vote for Ice Age 4. And also... what's the one with the fucking lion?
Madagascar 3.
Because it has a circus in it.
No,
and
my roommate.
The guy that voices Borat. And it's good.
My roommate and his girlfriend watched that and were legitimately entertained by it, and I wanted to puke.
I died a little inside when I heard the concept of Afro Circus. And don't start DJ. I know. You love that song, and I will strangle the shit out of you live on video, on audio.
Don't worry, I'm not going to freaking torture you with my singing that song.
What's another underage film?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. I don't think that was underrated.
That's going to win something. That
probably I think either that or for best animation year, that or Frank and Weenie, the Tim Burton film, because Tim Burton always makes phenomenal films.
Some animated pictures are probably going to get it.
I haven't watched Paranorman, so I can't really give my 2 cents. I know there was, Moonrise Kingdom, like no one really saw it, but they keep saying it was really, really good.
Isn't that the one where they're like, all those people are old?
Yeah, it's like there's like two young kids or something, like they run away from home, and like there's Bruce,
right. That's
Bill Murray,
those old people fuck, right?
Grant McDermott. I don't think
well,
that.
There's a movie about old people fucking. I've heard it on Spill.com, but I don't remember what.
Oh, that was Hope Springs.
Hope Springs, yeah, that's the one with around old people Jones. Just going down on each other.
Tommy Lee Jones and Meryl Streep.
I hope my grandma isn't watching them, listening to it.
Guys, we should just have a viewing one day. We all just view
it. Who am I kidding? She, like, my grandma reads 50 Shades of Grey, so.
Everyone reads 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, no, I don't want to talk about that. Because my grandma's just walking around all the time going, ooh, it gets even steamier on the next page. I'm just, shut up, grandma.
So. I don't understand why women like that book, because it kind of just glorified them being, like, treated like crap.
Because, like, it's their fantasy, man. A girl wants a guy to take charge of them and just say, hey, bitch.
I don't think that's every woman.
Really good girl.
I don't think I could do that and get away with it.
Seriously, like, I don't remember a lot of films that came out. Like, most films I think about came out last year. Wait, didn't the Avengers come out this year?
Yeah, but that's not going to
win. Best film of the year ever.
It's not going to win best film.
Best
I mean, it was
ever
highest
ever.
Selling film of the year, but it's not going to win best film. Best film's going to be probably either Les Mis or Lincoln.
Yeah. I think
For best actor, I think it might be Denzel Washington in Flight. That was a good film.
Oh, yeah. Has anybody ever seen El Cartel before or something like that?
El Cartel.
What's that?
That one film with the police officers, and they were in one of the Virgin Islands.
I think I saw trailers for that. That movie looks really independent. Like, but I mean, really cheap. And hello.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry,
I
got distracted.
They never saw it. Yeah, that film looked pretty cool.
Yeah, they were like two like Spanish police officers just like looking for criminals.
Looking for criminals on the hard west side of Nebraska. I just saw a movie like today called Resident Evil Damnation. And it's actually a really awesome underrated film. It's not the live action movies. It's a CGI one based on the video games, and holy shit, is it awesome! Like, it comes up with one thing and then just slaps you in the face with another thing. Like, for example, like they have all these zombies in one scene, but then bam, this big fucking dude in a trench coat just comes around and just starts fucking people up. I'm like, oh my god, it's so good, girl. Yeah, anyway, a surprising movie that I found, you know, surprisingly underrated was actually the new Spider-Man movie. Not a lot of people
came
to watch that, and it kind of got overshadowed by the Avengers and Dark Knight.
Well, my problem with that movie, the only reason I saw it is because Andrew Garfield's in it, and I have, like, this man crush on him. But, my problem with that was... they didn't really have much story development, and like the villain was kind of in it for like 20 minutes. Like the story just didn't develop. Like it seemed really rushed. Like they're trying to fit too much in.
And, yeah, like, the thing I hated about it is how
they should have made it longer. They should have made the film longer.
Yeah. What I hated about it was that, you know, they didn't show that like iconic. I know they, you know, why they didn't show it. Cause you know, we've seen this scene a bunch of times, but I'd love to see it in this film. That iconic scene where, you know, Peter Parker hunts down the guy that shoots Uncle Ben and finds out that that's the same guy he let go a long time ago.
He found that out?
Yeah, he found that out, but he never got revenge. And getting revenge on that guy is what makes, you know, Peter Parker a character. Like, was it really worth it? Is this, like, am I really cut out for this kind of superhero work?
Well, you know, what they did is that they decided to, like, retell the story.
Yeah, I know that. It's just that
listen,
it would be
listen,
cool.
Listen, Damien, you just need to remember Uncle Ben's quote, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain, all right?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, wasn't like, Sheen awesome?
You didn't get the joke? Oh, never mind.
I didn't like Sally Field as Aunt May.
On there. That wasn't from Spider-Man. That was from The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Well, shut up. That flew over my head.
I was hoping you'd, like, rage.
Nah, man, I'm not, like... Nah, I wasn't that big on The Dark Knight. I liked Bane. Bane was awesome.
No, I am the Joker. I like the Dark Knight. Thank you. Huh?
Why you be talking shit about me? I'll fuck you up, motherfucker.
Oh, Bane.
Bane was awesome.
Batman. I was wondering what would break through. Your mind? Or your spirit?
He just breaks
through. Okay, that's enough.
I'm just like, damn.
I grew up in darkness, so like you, asshole.
Guys, that's enough. Sheesh.
No, we're gonna kill this joke until it's unfunny.
Yeah, so like, that's any, like, final things we want to talk about?
The band, happy birthday, Jesus. Fine year. You've always been my role model, and I hope to one day,
Yeah, happy birthday, J-Man, because it's still currently Christmas where I am at. Huh?
J-Cry-Cry.
J-Cry-Cry. You'd be dying on that cross, boy. No, so yeah, happy birthday. And also, big shout-out to 2 weeks ago our guest, Labby, because right now he's going to get his dick wet.
Yeah, he's going to North Carolina to get laid. So
yeah, good luck with that. Make sure you put it in the right hole, because that's always a mistake. Once you hear the girl say, no, you know which one, because I have experience. Because my girl would always go, no!
Okay, Damien.
Damien, shut up. God, good Lord.
We'll edit this part out.
I can go more.
But we both know we won't edit it out because I don't actually edit the videos. I just throw them. I just keep everything that's in it.
Yeah, but good luck with your happy humping, Labby. And yeah.
I don't think he's going
to
appreciate that.
This show.
No, I don't think he's going to appreciate it. I'll make him listen to this part.
He's going to get it. Yeah, and his girlfriend's name is Sloane, and so go look her up on Skype. All right. Well, anyway, that's all the time we have. So. All
right. So happy holidays from us.
Gravity, you're ruining the recording.
Yay.
Happy holidays from us to you. Yep.
Happy holidays.
Oh, thanks to DJ for coming on our show.
Yeah, thanks, man. You are. Yeah.
We are more active than the Labby.
You're more active than Labby.
You're welcome.
I'm just saying things just to piss him off if he's listening right now.
Yeah, Labby's like this little scrawny Canadian Indian dude, and we all.
Yeah. So happy holidays from the crew at Unequivocally Off Task. Hope you had a great Turkey Day. I mean, Christmas.
I mean, Easter.
You had a lot of fun opening those presents. You spoiled little bastard, Uganda.
Easter eggs and red roses and leprechauns.
So, yeah, goodbye.
All right,
well, 3, 2, 1, fuck!
Fuck!